This episode of Great Big Pranks is brought to you by onion-scented deodorant.
Are you tired of smelling like the same old deodorant scent every day? Spice up your life with a revolutionary product, onion-scented deodorant. Imagine the refreshing aroma of freshly cut onions following you wherever you go. With onion-scented deodorant, you'll stand out from all the crowd. Whether you're at work, hitting the gym, or out on the town, be the talk of the town with this unique fragrance. Don't settle for the ordinary anymore. Experience the boldness of onion-scented deodorant today. Scented deodorant, because being ordinary is just too boring.
Not recommended for use at formal events such as weddings, funerals, job interviews, birthday parties, gala dinners, award ceremonies, corporate conferences, diplomatic summits, state banquets, inauguration ceremonies, academic convocations, royal weddings, or retirement dinners.
I'll call you daddy, all right.
I'm just a cocksucker, that's all. Can't help it.
Penis to penis, Ben. Penis to penis.
Hey, how's my hairy pussy doing, baby?
I love you, too.
Yeah, hey, is this the mayor? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this the mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. My name's Pete, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you hear a panther, what do you do?
A what?
If you hear a panther, what do you do?
Well, I don't know. There's no panther here in Guam.
Yeah, but like as the mayor of the Guam, you got to know this, right?
Well, you got to make sure it's not next to you when you're going to get bit.
Yeah. What do you do with snakes?
What?
I brought lots of snakes with me to Guam. And I was told that I had to check them in with you.
I don't know who told you this, but you don't check in with anybody. Huh? You said you know.
Yeah.
Farming life culture.
Yeah, I brought my tank full of snakes.
Well, I'm not the person you have to see, sir.
Okay, so I can just let them go in the yard?
I don't know what you want to do, but that thing has to go to customs.
Yeah, okay, so I got them here, and they're in this tank. And, you know, I'm at the house that I'm staying at now, and I'm letting them out in the yard now. There they go. Well, they're all...
That's your prerogative, you know what?
Yeah. No, I don't know what. What?
You know, I don't know what this call is for, but I don't have any authority whatsoever of you having snakes or how you're bringing it in. I don't know who gave you that information. But
do you have authority over my trouser snake?
Sure. You know what? I don't know what kind of call is this, but...
What do you mean? You don't know what kind of call this is? I'm asking you legitimate questions about snakes.
You know what, sir? I don't know what kind of call is this, but I don't have authority in as far as snakes or panthers are concerned. I don't know. I'm not the only mayor here on the island.
Have you seen the Truman Show, sir? Sir? Hello? Sir, I beseech you, answer your phone. Oh, you little chicken. Chicken shit hanging up on me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
hello?
Ma'am, how are you?
Yes, who is this?
This is Elma. You have an apartment for rent, right, Elma?
Yes, who is this?
My name is Pete, and this is my husband, Vlad.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Elma.
Okay.
So, tell me about your apartment for rent.
Where did you get my number?
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm just excited about the place. Like, how many bathrooms does it have? Like, how big is the master bedroom?
It's two bedrooms.
two-bedroom. I love it.
I thought I reversed the whole thing. It's two-bedroom, one bath.
That is perfect.
Okay. And
so you asked where we got your number. What, do you not have it for rent? I mean, we were just trying to follow up with you on it.
Did you ever talk to me before, or is this your first time?
This is the first time calling.
Okay. And you're calling for that $1,700, yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. For how many person, by the way?
Two.
Just the two of us.
All right. And if you're interested to look at it, would you like to let me know when?
We'd just like to go ahead and take it.
Yeah, right now, without even looking.
You're not joking.
No.
No.
Where are you coming from?
And how much are you looking for? Because we'd like to pay more than that.
Yeah, I think best I'll meet with you.
Okay, that's fine.
Where do you work?
We're on the base.
Oh, you're in the base. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay, I'll give you the location, and maybe we'll make arrangement on what time to see. Are you working today?
Maybe we could do this anytime
after work. My time is flexible. Anytime after work is fine.
Could we bring you something to eat? Maybe we could just all have dinner together or something. Do you want us to have some tacos or something? We could pick up tacos. No, we could just look at the place and we could all just have some tacos or something.
No, it's okay.
It might be nice. It might be nice.
You
got to eat. You got to eat, right? You got to eat, right?
Hello?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
We'll share a coconut together.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, we'll share a coconut together.
To celebrate.
I don't know.
I can hold your hand.
No, I don't.
He gives a good foot massage.
Where?
He gives anywhere. I mean, wherever you want it. But his foot massage is particularly good.
I'm not that type. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So if you have any stress, you can rub it right on out of you.
No. I don't believe in stress.
Oh, good.
You don't believe in stress? What does that mean?
No. Because I don't experience it. And I don't believe that. I love my body very much. Stress has no room for me.
I love that. God bless you for that. I love that.
Yeah, I love your body too.
Yeah.
If you want a massage, I know somebody that does a massage, and I could recommend you there.
Cool. Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. We could all go out and have a spa day together. All right. Yeah. So we'll bring those tacos. So we'll just call it. We'll set up a time to meet. Do you prefer chicken or beef?
Oh no! I got.
No, I mean they have. I think they have fish too. If you don't want the beef, they might have. I think they have vegetarian too.
Sounds too good. That is really good, but...
Sounds good? Okay, it's fish. I'll bring you three fish tacos for you. Three delicious fish tacos.
Where do you work? You said you're from the military, but then again in the base. How long have you been here on Guam?
We've been here for, I don't know, we got here a little while ago. Like, I've been in the PMQs in the base there, and... We're my husband and I were just looking to move off the base and live in the beautiful Guam.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
And,
did you tell her about the...
Well,
that's all right.
Because my friends always said, when in Guam.
When in Guam.
First time in Guam.
Go Guam.
Yeah, it's true.
Is your friend work at the base, at the same place?
No.
Oh, me?
My friend? Well, we have a couple of friends that work at the base. We're not friends, though. We're husband and husband.
Yeah, I touch his penis.
Well, okay. Where did you get my number, by the way?
On Craigslist.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Pete.
Vladimir.
Yes. And the other one?
And the other guy is Vladimir, my husband.
Husbando.
He's my husband. You got that?
Well, I'm just trying to write it down, but yeah. I don't quite get his name, but
V-L-A-D.
I guess maybe
when I V-L-A-D. Vlad.
Vladimir. Vlad.
Okay. Most likely, I could see you later on, maybe after work.
Okay. Yes, that sounds good. And we'll bring the fish tacos.
Three of them. Cilantro, right? Yes, cilantro?
You know, you're funny. This is the first time I have somebody to bring me taco, and yet it's a stranger person.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought I just thought it'd be a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Gee.
The background.
I didn't mean anything weird by it. I hope I haven't offended you. You sound like such a nice person. I'd be so upset if I offended you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just thought it'd be nice. I found this great place and I'd like to support the businesses here in Guam, and we found such a great place, and I just thought I'd support them and share the taco with you.
Were you staying there? Nice.
On the base, yes. I'm currently on the base.
Are you a military man? Or
yes. Yes. Don't ask, don't tell.
What? Okay.
It's just like we try to not make a big deal about our arrangement. Being in the military and how close-minded some military people can be. We met in basic training, and it's been like a love story. It's been like, it's kind of like a Brokeback Mountain, but here in Guam.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you the location, and we'll see each other later on in the afternoon after work.
Yeah. Will you come to church with us tomorrow on Sunday?
What church?
That'd be nice. That would be so nice.
Yeah, we go to the Abundant Life Church.
Okay, I know that.
Yeah? Abundant Life. Yep, that's where we go.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's good that you are a church goer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Are you?
Well, church, I'm just right in the middle, and I love all church names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, bless you. Well, bless you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So, okay. If anything else I need to ask, if I can text you, and maybe you can text me.
Yeah.
That's my communication. I don't have no email or anything.
Okay. Will you pray with us? Will you pray with us before we hang up the phone?
Okay.
Yeah. What is your name, sweetheart? I've forgotten your name. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
You're not stupid, honey.
You never name yourself any kind of ugly thing.
Right. That's what I tell him.
You're not stupid.
Okay.
You're not stupid.
All right. My name is Elmo.
Elmo?
Elmo. Elmo. It's Elmo. A beautiful name.
Yeah. All right, Elmo. Here we are. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would like to thank Elmo for renting us this apartment to my husband and I. May she be blessed, and may she be ever super happy and like in greatness and stuff.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
You go, girl.
Yep. All right, goodbye now.
Bye, Elmo. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Elmo.
You're going to love these fish tacos.
Yeah, enjoy the fish tacos.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
I love you.
We love you. Yay.
Yeah. Fucking Elmo.
Trevor's Oasis, the field desk. Jessica speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Jessica. Are you the one with the one Velcro shoe and the other lace shoe?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyhow, yeah, I just needed to know, do you guys have ketchup chips there?
Ketchup chips?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go check. I think we might, let me go double check for you.
Would you like for a seat?
Are you still there, sir?
Yeah, who's this again? What's your name?
This is it's Jessica.
Okay. Yeah, Messy Jessie, as they called you back in school.
Oh, no. I looked and I didn't see any ketchup chips.
Mm-hmm.
But we, like, have, like, salsa verde and...
You have what?
It's called salsa verde chips.
Do what now?
Salsa verde. Mm. They're chips.
Hmm. I have a question for you there.
Okay.
What kind of bees ejaculate all over the place? Boobies!
Oh my god.
That was so bad.
Hello, Bunny Pete. Can we help you?
Hi there. This is the truck stop, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I have a bit of a situation I'm going to have to deal with when I get there. I've had a bit of a... accident, we could say, and I currently am without pants or underwear. I do have t-shirt. Yeah, I do have a t-shirt, but the rest of my clothes are not usable. They're soiled. I'll say soiled.
Oh no! Was that the freeway?
What's that, hon?
Oh, did you get in an accident on the freeway?
I had an accident. I had an accident. They are. I'm gonna need some new socks. I'm gonna just need stuff in general. Just this blood letting ritual. We were trying to do it on the road, and it just got out of hand. And yeah, I think he hit an artery or something, and I feel a little woozy. Yeah, What do you have there for clothing? Do you have anything? And yeah, I don't know.
Clothing, like to tighten it.
Clothing to dress myself. I mean,
clothing.
I am gonna have to dress the wound.
Right now,
yes,
we just have,
but
we just have shirts, and I don't know. I don't think we have any shorts or anything.
Are they gonna care if I come in there naked and bleeding from my femoral artery? Like, well, is anyone going to care about that?
Maybe.
Okay. Do you have any, like, do you have any pantyhose or anything? Like, you have anything we can tie it off with or something?
We have, like, a mask. It's like a neck. You put around your neck, and it's like a mask. But it's
okay, that might work. I also did pick up a hitchhiker down the road, up the road. He is freaking out. Can he come in with me?
It should be okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to come on in there, and it's probably a full moon. I think that might be what's causing this, but I'm going to come on in there. And we'll deal with it when I get there. I'm feeling a little woozy here. So,
okay. Do you need like an ambulance or?
No, I absolutely do not need an ambulance. Last time that happened, I ended up in a facility for over 3 months, and I needed a large Native American man to help me break out.
Oh no!
There was this fucking bitch nurse. She just kept drugging people up, and I think they would lobotomize people there, and I think they very very nearly did come to the decision to lobotomize me, but I got out before they did that.
Crazy.
It was scary. It was scary. Yeah, she went by Karen.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
But, and they botched my circumcision at the same time there too. All right, I will be in shortly.
Okay.
see. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Jeremy fucking got me. Jeremy says that little fucking, you're right, you found a kid. I pictured like finding a kid. So what made me break. I just pictured the hitchhiker. So I'm picturing the scene, right? The scene is developing in my head. Okay, like a guy and he's bleeding. Okay, and then, oh, bloodletting ritual. So he's fucking bleeding all over the fucking place. And then there's a hitchhiker. And it's just a scared kid over on the other side of the cab who's like freaking out. Blood everywhere. So in my mind's eye, I just like Jeremy says, like, you picked up a kid. And I, in my mind's eye, I look at the kid and he's like, and it makes me just fucking break. Yeah, it's like the kid at the beginning of Fear and Loathing, exactly. Oh, man. So good.
Very good, very good. Hot damn,
I never rode in a convertible before, mister. Gee whiz.
Gee willikers.
Hi, thank you for calling me. 905-478.
How may I help you? Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Kind of. Sounds like bees.
Yeah, my truck, it's full of bees. And I'm rolling in.
What?
And I, yeah, my truck is full of bees. They're not angry.
Why are they full of bees?
I'd have no idea. I parked it overnight and then I came out to it the next morning and it's full of bees.
Okay.
So, I'm calling to check on the shower situation. As in, like, I gotta wait for three people? Okay.
Yeah, there's three people that would be ahead of you.
Yeah, is there anybody that's waiting in line right now that looks like they'd be okay with a team shower?
No, I don't know where any of the people are. They kind of just walk away and come back later.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think these are Canadianized honeybees. They're really nice, and they smell like maple syrup.
I'm just scared. I'm terrified of bees.
And I think about 30% of them are speaking in French. Are any of the people in those showers there allergic to bees? Oh no, I'll just stop the truck and step out and the bees will stay in the truck. It's like their new hive.
Ah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if anybody's allergic to bees. There are a few people ahead of you.
Can you do an announcement and just ask over the intercom in the travel stop if there's anyone who's allergic to bees? Okay. All right, so there's no... You checked and there's nobody with a bee allergies in there?
Yeah, no, you do.
Just in case there's the errant bee that follows me in?
Yeah, no, you should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been bit by a dead bee?
No.
Yeah, they call those zombies.
I've never had that happen. I don't like nice, Steve.
Yeah, they're stinging quite a bit here. And it kind of hurts a lot. It kind of hurts, but they keep apologizing afterwards. That's how I know they're Canadianized bees.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound fun.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. It's okay.
All right, well, we'll see you when you get here.
All right, cool. What's your name there, honey baby?
Anna.
Okay, Anna Banana. We'll see you in 15 minutes or so.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'll be seeing ya. See what I did there? Oh, God. That's terrible. Place is
Holiday Flowers by Tam.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this Flowers, hi. Tam Flowers?
Yes, this is Flowers by Tan.
Yeah, hey, Tan, are
Hello.
You Tanned? Is that your name? Or
no, this is Julie.
Oh, hi,
my
Julie.
My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. My name is Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How can we help you today?
You have a lovely laugh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know how to say this. You said your name's Julie, right? I'm sorry. I'm just really...
Yes, that's okay. Correct. My name is Julie.
Okay. I'm going to get some flowers. I need to get some for my wife, well, soon to be ex-wife,
okay.
I'm sure. And I want you to write a little note in it. Do you think you could do that? Like, what's appropriate
type of
flowers?
Oh, yes, I can do
flowers?
That for you.
Yeah.
Is this, like, for what occasion?
My wife had her butthole, her bum, dilated to the size of a coconut.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. It's,
and is this for delivery?
I suppose you could say it's, like, an occasion of regret.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just want, like, what's the best flowers to for regret if I'm expressing regret?
We have spring flowers, and that ranges, you know, from carnations to daisies to pom poms to. So I, you know, the best way to deal with this is I would say our minimum for delivery is $75 and up, and then of course there is a delivery charge on top of that depending on where it's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be in Guam, right? So.
Yeah, but I mean, what village?
Yeah.
Where? Address and stuff.
Well, we're in like just by the base, right?
Oh, it's not in the base.
Well, we're in the base, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We don't deliver inside the basement. We don't have access.
Oh, okay. Do you think, do you know the McCrouts restaurant?
I think that's in Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're having dinner. And that's where I'm going to tell her that... I'm really sorry that she had her asshole dilated to the size of a coconut.
Hmm. What time is this for? Do you?
Well, you know, it was probably like. Oh.
The reason why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is because our shop only opens between 10 and 2.
10 and 2.
Yeah.
Between 10 and 2. And what other methods of delivery are there? Do you deliver the flowers by, like, carrier pigeon? Or, like, if we need to get something delivered outside of those hours?
No, ma'am, we don't.
Huh. So there's no way that I can even, like, I could pay you a lot more money.
Let me check if she's still here. Because, you know what, she's probably out on delivery already. Mm-hmm. But let me check real quick, okay? One moment, please.
Yeah. I heard her feet smacking on the ground, her bare feet. Oh. Please hold. I had no idea. Pepe, I've never been to Guam before. So, that's interesting.
Your call is very important to us.
Thank you for holding.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold the line.
Hello?
And a representative will be with you shortly. Thank you for holding. Thank you for holding. Please continue to hold. Your hold is so important to us. Please hold.
Yeah, hi. Sorry about that. I just got a call.
Hello?
On the other... Hi, I got a call on the other line.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? The driver left already and it's not
just
coming
hang on,
back.
Hang on just one second. I'm getting another call. It's really important. Hang on. I think it's the president or something. It seems important. Okay, please hold.
Please hold. Your call is very important to us. Customer service representative will be with you shortly. Please. Please. Please hold.
Thank you for holding. Your call is so important to us. Please hold. Thank you for holding. Your hold is so important to us. Please hold. Thank you for holding. You're doing so well at holding. Please hold the line. Thank you for holding. The other call must be really important because it normally doesn't take this long. Please continue to hold.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry about that. It was just, I can't talk about it. You know what they say in
the
military.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As it turns out, I found out that the driver's been out and it's not scheduled to come back in on a timely manner. And that place that you wanted us to deliver to is in Malolo.
Yeah.
That's far away from us. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean far away?
It's far from us. We're in Tumon, and that's in Malolo, which is about another hour and a half to drive to. and the driver will not be back. She'll probably make it back just in time when we close, so we won't be able to deliver. How about picking it up? Would you like to pick it up before we close?
Yeah, sure. Just give me one quick second. I'm going to put you on hold while I talk to my husband. One second, please. Please hold.
Sure.
Please hold.
Uh-huh.
Customer service representative will be with you shortly. Just hold there. keep on holding.
Thank you for holding. Your hold is so important to us. Please hold. And hold will just, like, just continue to hold, please. Thank you for holding the line. Your call is so important to us, but it looks like we're talking to someone else right now who's just a little more important than you. Please hold.
Hey, how's that hold going? Fun fact.
Did you know that Guam is real?
Thank you for holding. Your hold is so important to us that we would like you to hold just a little longer, please. Hold. Thank you for calling. Your call is so important to us, but it looks like we're on the line with somebody else. Please continue to hold. Once you're done holding, you'll no longer be on hold. That's how hold works.
Hi. Oh, hello. How are you?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. It's just been a day. I'm going to have to let you go, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your time. Goodbye.
She was amazing. She was like, she tried so hard to assist you.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit. Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.